B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party podcast, everybody, where we are going to start the podcast the same way we started the show this morning. Loren, what the hell goes on in your life?
I don't know, man. I think things are normal, and then I start telling you guys things that I'm doing in my life, and you think it's the strangest thing. But to me, it's just like everyday nonsense that I deal with.
If you don't know what we're talking about this morning, Loren came in, and every morning on the real show that we do on the radio, we do something called Your Day in 30 Seconds. And what was Loren's day in 30 seconds, Roy?
She, Oh, she went to, sorry, I had to think about that. That was a long time ago.
I saw you looking at me.
Yeah, she went to go get a security deposit box.
Right.
Yeah, safe deposit box.
At the bank.
Yeah, because it's 19.
Right.
It's 60.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, Roy's day in 30 seconds usually is something that everybody can relate to. My day in 30 seconds usually is like parenting thing or something that happened to me at the store or whatever. Loren goes without missing a beat. So I'm at the bank, and you would have thought getting a safe deposit box was like the hardest thing to do.
And we're all like, we couldn't get past the safe deposit box. We're like, you're at the bank getting a safe deposit box?
So what we didn't talk about on the radio, and I don't know how much you want to reveal, but you weren't there for yourself.
No,
listen, you were there for your mom.
I was there for somebody else.
She said no to what? She did? Did you say no to this? You got to reveal yourself on the Rap Party podcast. We need content, damn it.
I know, but I don't want to say who it's for.
Fine. We'll take out who it's for. I will go back and beep it.
Yeah.
It was for someone else very close to you.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? If we're gonna live like it's 1950, just really get into it. Just be like, listen, I had my jewels, darling.
For agent five.
No, and it wasn't even. It's not. Somebody close to me wanted something in a safe deposit box, and they only want the two of us to have access to it. And
do you know where I see safe deposit box? Like in spy movies, they like get a clue to go check the safe deposit box, and it's been empty.
Yeah, or if like we have dirt on somebody, and if something ever happened to me, I asked her to expose it, you know?
Like, it's like some criminal thing. Like, oh, listen, the truth will be in a safe deposit box.
Yeah.
like that's the people who get safe deposit box and 1930s housewives. Like, and then there's Loren. Hello, can I have a safety deposit box? Meanwhile, the 21-year-old who's just got his job as a bank teller is like, what the hell is a safe deposit box?
Yeah, he's like, I don't even know what that is. I don't even think we have those.
We have a digital version of it.
Yeah, just put it up in the cloud.
Did you actually bring, like, did you put something in the safe deposit box yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was it money?
Yes.
Was it documents?
No.
Was it a lot of money?
Yes.
Well, how big is a safe deposit box? Well,
you can get them in all sizes. I didn't need a lot of room.
Did you bring a suitcase like in the movie, and they go open up the suitcase and step back, and there's all just hundreds?
No, it wasn't like $100,000 or anything.
Oh, I know, but
you're a spy, aren't you? This is some weird shit.
Yes, you caught me. I'm part of the FBI.
Yeah, there's some CIA. Weird stuff here. Showing up in a dang duffel bag with a wad of cash, probably. Throwing cash in a safe deposit box that her and Agent 7 has keys to.
Agent 7. Were they suspicious at all? Did the bank have questions?
I would.
No, they can't ask you what you want to put in the safe deposit box. But the funny thing is, when I first went in, I asked if I could get a safe deposit box, and they told me they didn't have any. And then when I said, well, my husband was in here a couple weeks ago and asked, and Kevin said that you had a bunch of them. And
now, Kevin's like, the real name?
So everybody else
in the story is fake except for Kevin, the person who you probably don't want to put their name out there.
Well,
okay.
I'm not saying where the bank is or anything like that, but all of a sudden, because I knew somebody's like the branch manager's name, he was like, oh, have a seat. And he pulls up my information, and all of a sudden, poof, I have a safe deposit box. They're like, what size do you need? I'm like, I just need a small one. Like, it's not that serious.
How many different passports do you own? You probably have, like, different aliases.
Different names.
Mm-hmm. And it's all in the safe deposit box.
We know one of your alter egos is Pearl, mm-hmm. when you get drunk.
Yep.
Then there's Lauren. Then there's mm-hmm. Loren.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then there's Marola. Then there's Strager. Jesus, you really are
up to something.
How about
this? My aunt only calls me Marie. Only calls me Marie.
Why?
I don't, because it was my middle name growing up. And when I was in trouble, she would just call me Marie.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
for those of us who haven't ever done the safe deposit box thing, we've just seen it on TV or dreamt about it.
It's a real thing.
The bank then gives you a key and you go to what, a room?
Yeah. They like basically take you to a vault and
Game of Thrones, you know, when what's her name? The I already forget the characters' names. Ariana? No, that's the girl.
Arya.
Arya goes back to that room with all the heads in it. Remember the many-faced god has all the faces and you're back there, it's creepy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I now want to get a safe deposit box just because it sounds cool. Like,
no, I don't. I don't know.
I want to get a safe deposit box and just like put like a weird code in it. So if anybody ever opens
it's
it,
just
they're
a
like,
piece of paper.
Like, what is this?
They typically charge you for them, but.
Okay. Yeah, I have questions.
Mm-hmm.
So they give you a key.
Mm-hmm.
What if you lose the key?
Then he was very nice to let me know it would be a $400 drilling fee to get whatever was in the box.
Okay. So then does he walk back there to the box or is the box and the key, does the key have a number that you have to match the box?
Yes.
So you walk past everybody else's boxes?
Yes.
Are you wondering what's in these boxes? Because I am.
You know what's funny is when he was setting me up with the box, he said that he always wonders what's in the boxes. But he said a lot of people come in and he knows like it's a wedding weekend or something like that when people come in on a Friday and then come back in on a Monday because they clearly took jewels out or something. And then they're returning them to the safe deposit box.
And then, but he doesn't know which box, he doesn't follow you and see you put the stuff in there.
No. So what happens is you go into the vault with a guy, mm-hmm. he uses your key and takes out your, like,
this was Lorenz yesterday.
Yeah. You're like, there's a box inside the box. So he takes the box out and hands it to you and then he leaves.
Whoa.
And then you let him know when you're finished and you lock it up together.
Dude, it's
and
just
you
like have
to
the movies.
You have to sign in.
How do you let him know that you're finished?
I just open the door and okay, I'm done.
It's so interesting.
Fascinating, right? That was Lorenz yesterday. You know what I did? Went home, had lunch, napped, picked up my daughter, went to the teeter.
And now, at any point during all this, did you ever find it odd, or did you think this was normal?
Thought it was completely normal.
Yeah, until you came in here this morning and brought it up, and we were like, no, people,
you
the average
totally
person
different
doesn't...
life.
Oh, and I love that about you.
How
That's
many
what
times
makes
you
did interesting.
You had safe deposit box growing up as a kid?
I don't know. I'm sure my parents had them.
Now, we had a safe. I remember my dad jackhammered a hole in the garage, and we buried a safe in there.
Why would you bury a safe?
It's a reason. Maybe if there's a fire.
Oh.
If there's a fire or something, you can always find the safe. You know exactly where it is. If it's underneath the concrete, he read that somewhere. But it's not covered. It was just we made a hole for it, and the face was sitting upwards, and mm-hmm. you just.
Yeah, it's like a firebox. Yeah.
Yeah, you just drove your car. Like, he drove his car over it every day.
What was in it?
Hell if I know. I think like stocks and stuff.
Do you know what's in my safe deposit box? Do you know what's in my safe? Gun ammo.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, I mean, we only have guns in ours.
Passports, important documents, like my birth certificate, uh-huh. and that's it.
I don't have one. I need one. Nicole, you getting a safe?
Then where's your like social security card and insert?
In a closet, not in a safe
that's
though.
Not good.
It's in a folder.
I think we have ours just in a firebox in our office.
Yeah.
Like I don't know that our documents are in the safe.
How about this? I don't even know where my birth certificate or my social security card is.
It's a pain in the ass to get it.
I don't think I have one.
If you need to go get it printed again. You do. Everyone has one.
Maybe my mom just hasn't trusted me with it
maybe.
Yet.
Maybe. See, as a kid, though, my parents made me carry my social security card with me everywhere I went.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
No, you're not. And so if you look at my card, it looks like I went to war. It's all like ratty and... It doesn't even feel like paper.
Mm-hmm.
I keep my passport.
With you at all times?
Yeah, just in my book bag.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Because to my luck, I'd lose it. And then when I'm trying
too.
To travel, I won't have my passport. I just like to know my passport's in the one spot, so whenever I travel, it's there.
So we'll get off of you, Lauren, because that was fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know why that's so fascinating.
Because no one has one of those, and it's not 1950.
We have a 10 o'clock meeting, and so we've got to wrap up.
I would imagine, though, that people actually have them.
What?
Safe deposit
obviously
boxes.
There's people that walk through, you go there, but what we're saying is nobody we know does.
I know, but I'm not saying I'm hiding anything from my husband. My husband knew I was getting the box, but like I would imagine that if you wanted to hide something from your significant other and not in a safe inside your house, you would have a safe deposit box, right?
Yeah, or you tell your friend to hold on to some shit. I don't know. I mean,
my grandparents had one.
How many people hide things from their significant other?
I don't know. Can we throw up a poll on Twitter just to ask anybody if they have a safe deposit box?
Sure.
I mean, just out of curiosity.
You, it smelled really good.
Oh, great. Thank you for asking.
Second meal of the morning.
Well, same meal, but I had enough for breakfast and lunch.
Gotcha.
It is a chicken Alfredo alternative. It is spaghetti squash, onion, spinach, mushroom Alfredo, and shrimp.
That smells good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, we got a 10 o'clock meeting, and it's 9:57 as the time we're recording this. Listen to today's show. Awesome stuff on there. Lots of good segments, including the celebrity that made you move, a War of the Roses you have to hear. We busted a guy while he was at the airport. Roy had to tell something to the people who are reaching out to him on socials. He's had enough.
Yes, there was an address.
And Lorenz got pregnancy brain.
Yeah.
And you guys, we covered pretty much everything except for that one thing that we wanted to talk about, which was the safe deposit box. On the daily podcast, the full show. Go check it out now. Thanks, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.